Members of Wisconsin's Somali community are speaking out after President Trump called them, quote, garbage. It's Thursday, December 4th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the state Supreme Court will hear a legal challenge to sheriffs who hold suspected illegal immigrants in jail at the behest of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And Wisconsin's winter sports industry is rejoicing after early snowfall blanketed the state. Stay with us.
I'm Roy Christensen, chair of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. WPR is more than a news source. It's a lifeline for our communities. From daily reporting and in-depth analysis to classical music and meaningful conversations, WPR delivers reliable content every day. As a board member and a longtime listener, I know how vital this service is. Visit WPR.org/together.
Federal agents are targeting undocumented Somali immigrants in Minnesota after President Donald Trump called them, quote, garbage, and said he doesn't want them in the U.S. As Rich Kramer reports, this has left Somali residents in Wisconsin feeling uneasy.
Trump's comments follow news of a massive Minnesota fraud scandal. Federal prosecutors have filed felony charges against dozens of Somali residents for allegedly stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from a government child nutrition program. Barron City Council member Faisal Ahmed, who became a U.S. citizen in 2015, says Trump is painting all Somalis with a broad brush. He says most of the refugees in the country are citizens or legal residents and have raised families and started businesses.
I think he don't know the Somali culture, and there's misunderstanding about the Somali people. Somali people are not garbage. They are not bad people.
Ahmed says Somalis and Barron travel to Minnesota to shop and visit family and friends. He says they've been told about their rights if they encounter immigration agents. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Trump administration has said it will withhold federal food assistance from Democratic-led states, including Wisconsin, starting next week. This comes after the federal program, known as SNAP, was briefly paused during the government shutdown. At a cabinet meeting this week, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said that states that don't share personal data about SNAP recipients will lose their payments.
So, as of next week, we have begun and will begin to stop moving federal funds into those states until they comply.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined 22 other states and the District of Columbia in a lawsuit against the data-sharing demand. The federal government has given states until next week to comply or explain why they will not. Wisconsin's highest court has agreed to hear a case brought by an immigrants' rights group. As Sarah Lear reports, the lawsuit challenges the practice of holding people in jail for extra time at the request of Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
The ACLU of Wisconsin brought the case on behalf of Voces de la Frontera. It takes aim at sheriffs who honor what are known as immigration detainers. Those are requests from ICE asking local jails to hold someone for an additional 48 hours. Those holds give immigration agents more time to pick someone up if they're suspected of being in the country illegally. But the lawsuit argues that process lacks checks and balances and contends the detainers are illegal under Wisconsin law. In an order Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority agreed to bypass lower courts by taking up the case directly. A date for oral arguments has not yet been set. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A pair of bipartisan bills in the state legislature would cap interest rates on payday and installment loans. The proposal comes from State Senator Andre Jacques and State Representatives Scott Allen and Ahmad Riviera-Wagner. Jacques and Allen are Republicans, while Riviera-Wagner is a Democrat. A memo from the lawmakers says the bills would cap the annual percentage rate for payday and installment loans at 36%. An annual percentage rate measures a loan's interest rate and additional fees. Jacques says some payday loans charge as much as 850% interest.
I don't have to go very far to find people anywhere I go that have experiences within their own family and friends with people that basically got themselves in this debt trap through predatory lending.
Payday lenders would also be required to tell borrowers about financial literacy courses made available by the State Department of Financial Institutions. Environmental groups are challenging a permit issued to a large dairy farm near West Bend that's been operating for years without one. As Danielle Kading reports, Midwest Environmental Advocates is asking for a contested case hearing on behalf of Milwaukee Riverkeeper and neighbors.
In October, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued a permit to Robinson Farms as a new concentrated animal feeding operation. The farm's owner wants to grow its herd to nearly 2,500 animals that would generate more than 18 million gallons of manure each year. Petitioner Roxanne Ramirez is worried the farm may contaminate water she uses to grow organic vegetables on her farm.
There's nothing protecting us from that aside from DNR permitting processes, limiting people from accumulating so much manure that it poisons the groundwater nearby.
Environmental advocates say the area is vulnerable to groundwater contamination, but the DNR says the risk is relatively low. The agency and farm declined to comment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers has appointed a new leader to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Evers announced yesterday that John W. Miller will become the agency's secretary and CEO starting December 15th. He'll fill a vacancy left by the resignation of former CEO Missy Hughes. She stepped down in September and is now a Democratic candidate for governor. Miller previously served as a congressional staffer for the state's 4th congressional district. He's also led his family's agricultural equipment manufacturing business. And in 2015, he founded a venture capital fund in Milwaukee to invest in Midwest startups. In a statement, Miller said he was honored to be selected by the governor.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio, with dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who have made this journey possible.
And finally, recent snowfall in Wisconsin is welcome news to winter enthusiasts across the state. Evan Casey has more.
Darcy Bridell is a general manager at Mount La Crosse Ski and Snowboard. After recent mild winters, she's excited there will be snow on the ground for the ski hill's opening day on Friday.
It just gets the community excited. It's really tough to talk people into coming out when there's no snow on the ground.
Doug Horstmeyer is with a snowmobile club in Utica. He spent the past few days getting trails ready.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's been many years since we've been able to ride in December, so it's pretty awesome.
Cody Keyes is a sales manager at Ken's Sports in Kakana.
Snowmobile customers are finally getting excited for early snow, which, you know, rarely do we see this snow this early in the year, especially the last few years.
Temperatures are expected to remain below freezing for about a week. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
We'll end, of course, with a quick check of your forecast. Very cold across the state today, with high temperatures only getting into the teens. Sunshine to start, but clouds building throughout the day. Some light snow in the northern half of the state overnight. Otherwise cold once again, with lows in the single digits and wind chills well below zero tonight. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.